Woo!
Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to The Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I'm giggling because today's Dear Dana has DJ Automatic and Anthony A got their drawers up in a wad, man. I'm like, settle down.
What does that even mean, in a wad?
They're just all up in your butts. They're all up in there. You guys are so offended by Dear Dana. My girlfriend is too friendly with her coworker. They text, they make TikToks together, and she even took him lunch once. I don't like the way he's trying to get close to her. How do I talk to her about it without seeming like a crazy, jealous boyfriend? Now, of course, I had to discuss this with Automatic and Anthony A before the Dana Cortez Show hit the airwaves. And immediately, they're like, oh, my God!
I didn't get upset until I heard that she took that other man lunch. My first question
first
is...
Hold on, let me clarify, because I had to ask him that. Each took a dish and they shared lunch at work because they had worked through their lunch hour. What's the big deal?
The staying late for work. I'm not leaving work for lunch, honey. I'm going to stay here and work with my teammate on this other project we got.
Then you find him in the janitor's closet later.
No, dog. Why do you always automatically assume that there's some kind of infidelity going on?
Because my work wife turned into my real life wife.
There you go.
What does that mean?
Well, we would take each other lunch and do stuff like that too.
Okay, you're right. But we have a good friend that works in the same industry. He's like my brother. That doesn't mean anything. The Crisco kid. You might have heard his name.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your... I was going to say he's gay.
No, Crisco's not gay.
The other friend you're talking about.
Ever, we've eaten lunch together many times. Never, ever, ever did he or I ever cross the line.
Yeah.
You can be friends, people.
But you've described Crisco as your brother at times. I don't think the homie making TikTok videos with this grown woman wants to be anybody's sister brother, okay? Bro, you don't make TikTok videos. You don't bring little cute lunches to work as a man if you're not trying to get that nook. That's a fact, bro. And this guy, the little dude, reminds me of that Jim Harper. Sorry I'm cursing so much. But Jim from The Office, like how he stole Pam from Roy.
Here we go again.
You gotta watch it. It happened to Roy in The Office. It could happen to you. It happened to Justin Timberlake because Britney Spears hooked up with one of her backup dancers.
Is this why you call Automatic Jim all the time?
Yes, dude. Yes, Automatic. I don't want to call you Kevin Federline, but I'll call you Jim.
Thank you for that. But I am no Jim. Dana was after me.
Don't trust a work wife or husband.
I'm going to have to watch The Office after this, for real, for real. All right, I will give my advice to this man who sent me the Dear Dana when the Dana Cortez Show continues next.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Part two of Dear Dana. Here's the message I got on Facebook. It says, my girlfriend is too friendly with her coworker. They text. They TikTok together. And she even took him lunch once. I don't like the way he's trying to get close to her. How do I talk to her about this without seeming like a crazy, jealous boyfriend? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic and Anthony A. Immediately, Automatic and Anthony A assumed infidelity. They assumed this guy is out to sexy time her to make him his girlfriend. I'm not buying it. However, that
I'm not assuming anything. I know.
That's not true. So every woman you're nice to, Automatic, you're trying to get at?
No, I'm married.
But you're naive, being naive to the what's really going on is what really gets men frustrated a lot of times. Women be like, he's just being nice to me. He's just a friend. Oh, he has a wife too. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Like that naiveness, like we recognize game. You know when a guy's trying to game a girl, you see it. Hey,
okay, but you said he's doing TikTok dances and bringing lunches?
Yeah.
Come on.
Does he like men too?
No, he does not.
Okay. I'm just clarifying.
I'm actually somewhat agreeing with you today, okay, to a certain extent. So here's my advice to him. You need to have an open conversation with your girlfriend about how you feel. If this makes you uncomfortable, don't be afraid to seem jealous. It makes you uncomfortable. Say, I don't feel this is respectful of our relationship.
And I also feel like it's not really his problem with the lady. I don't think he trusts that man's intentions. And that's the thing.
Well, even if it is intentions or not, you have to trust your partner. However, you can't allow your partner to do something that makes you uncomfortable. That's going to build up inside and it's going to cause other arguments when the real problem is what you're holding back. Set the boundaries now. Set the boundaries now.
What kind of boundaries can she set, though?
He's got to be honest with her and say, this doesn't make me feel right.
No, but what can she say to her coworker without being like sounding like weird. Like, hey, my boyfriend said I can't hang out with you.
Privatize your TikTok. Don't let him see anything. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. If she has a problem telling her friend that her boyfriend is uncomfortable, then there's a problem. Okay? You should not have a problem telling your friend, hey, I got to stop this because it makes my partner uncomfortable. Every relationship needs some give and take. I promise you, if she loves you like I think she does, she's not going to cross the line anymore. She's going to do everything she can to ensure your happiness and make sure you continue to trust her so your relationship can move forward.
And if she doesn't, remember, you're Justin Timberlake, not Kevin Federline. So tell her to cry a river, okay?
Cry me a river. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show. Don't forget, if you ever have something you'd like us to discuss on air, send me a Dear Dana. Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, Instagram, at Dana Cortez.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I keep getting tagged over and over again in DJ Automatic and Anthony A's overrated draft. So I'm like, you know what? Let's take this one to the people. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. You guys did this during Two Dudes, One Studio.
Yeah.
Can you break down your overrated draft?
Well, first
and then
of
I'll
all,
come back with mine.
First okay. of all, explain what an overrated draft is, Anthony.
It was inspired by Barstool, and what it is you picked you pick one actor, one athlete, one food, one restaurant, and one music act mm-hmm. that you think is overrated by the general public.
I see. Okay.
And it produces a great amount of debates, all right? And it shows people's true colors, all
okay,
right? Like
so...
the fact that Automatic doesn't appreciate Bone Thugs.
Let me tell you.
Dumb as hell.
People are literally calling the radio station trying to get me fired because
oh
I don't like Bone Thugs.
Do you want us to list them? I'm talking out of pocket because I'm passionate about it.
We got some Bone Thugs primos out there listening, like y'all cousins. What?
I mean, dang. Harassing me for days on end.
Dude, Creeping on a Come Up is a classic album that should be put in the Smithsonian.
That's your opinion.
Okay, so Anthony, yeah, you just talked about one of your favorite Bone Thugs projects. Who is your most overrated draft picks? Who are your picks for the
all
overrated
right.
draft?
Number one, athlete, Tom Brady.
How can you call Tom Brady overrated?
Number two, Jim from The Office, John Krasinski. I don't know how to say his name.
Garbage.
Krasinski.
Number three, my food, overrated, sushi.
Ugh.
Number four, overrated restaurant, In-N-Out. And my fifth pick for overrated artist, Eminem, overrated.
All right, Automatic, lay him down, overrated draft.
Before we do that, Anthony's list is garbage. Okay, my most overrated athlete, Kirk Cousins. If you don't know who he is.
That's not even taking a chance. His mom won't bet on him. Like,
exactly.
What are you talking about?
So he's overrated. All right, my second one, actor, is this is a duo. The Rock and Kevin Hart are overrated.
How do you pick two people?
They make crappy movies together.
Okay, all right. All right.
My overrated food, peaches, only because I'm allergic.
But nobody even rates them.
Okay, I didn't know what else to pick. All right, my overrated restaurant, easily Panera Bread. Who the hell wants microwave macaroni and cheese? And last, my overrated music act, which everyone wants to fight me over, is Bone Thugs and Harmony. It's just my opinion. It doesn't mean they're bad. It just means that I
you
think they suck.
You even put them on your playlist.
Yes.
You even add them to the repertoire.
It doesn't mean that they're bad in general. It just means that my opinion of them is that they're overrated.
Oh.
Okay. I'll share my overrated draft list when the debate returns here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
This is the Dana Cortez Show overrated draft. We are debating here. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so Otto and Anthony just listed theirs. We should throw these up on social media because I've got to let the people know who I've picked for the overrated draft. Number one, athlete has got to be Derek Carr. What are you
dude,
fans?
Come on. That's a low blow. We don't even like him as our quarterback, dude.
That's not even shocking.
Yeah, dude. Oh.
Everybody knows he's overrated.
You pick Kirk Cousins. Don't even go there, Automatic. Okay, don't even go there. Actor, I'm sorry, Automatic. You broke the rules, and I probably should have found my own actor, but I've always said Kevin Hart is overrated. I like the man. I heard he's a good person.
He's a great dude. I DJed one of his parties. He's an amazing person. He's just an overrated actor.
I agree 100%. Food, please don't come at me, but avocado toast is so overrated.
Whoa. Why would you be mad at avocado toast?
Because it's $14 for bread
and
a quarter avocado. Oh, like, come on. What are you? I can make that in my house with a tortilla, baby. Next, overrated restaurant. Sorry about you, Chick-fil-A. You're even closed on Sunday, bro. Do you even count?
Do you not appreciate the service that they give you and all the sauces? Come on.
No, it's highly overrated.
Foul,
overpriced.
Dudes.
Sorry, and overpriced. And finally, music acts. Kanye West, you're
what?
So overrated.
How are you going to say Kanye West?
Look, Kanye West can sell a shoe and a red hat, but he sure the hell can't move me to buy any singles. Sorry about it. In fact, remember the Source used to give out 5 mics? Jesus gave Kanye no crosses.
Whoa, whoa,
music. It's not happening. Kanye has been overrated for a minute.
Shut the fuck up. I will laser you with alien fucking eyes and explode your fucking head.
All right, share your overrated draft picks with us. We are posting, what's that little thing called that we filled out? The bracket.
The draft board.
We're posting the draft board, I don't even know, on our social media. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Dana Cortez Show. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Anytime you call to give us a confession, we don't want to know your name. You get to remain anonymous. Plus, you just feel better when you get it off your chest. It's a Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And this is One Confession. Here's how it goes. Here's one of our best confessions ever. It's so scandalous.
I had a really bad confession. In one of my previous relationships, I used to sleep with my ex-sister-in-law for about 4 years.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody ever found out?
Nobody ever found out. They still don't know to this day. But I'm not like that no more, and thank God for that.
He said, thank God I'm not like that no more. You were like that for 4 years. He was sleeping with his wife's sister? And I didn't play the whole confession because Thanksgiving, he said they went into the bathroom.
Oh,
and sexy
I forgot
time
about that.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
While the whole familia was out preparing the Thanksgiving meal.
Making that mac and cheese.
They were based in the turkey. Like, what in the world? And I don't want to judge, though. I don't want to judge. Hey, that's why people call into confess.
When it comes to dating and, like, immediate family members, that gets weird.
Super dude. Weird.
I've never done anything like that, but I had a homie who dated two sisters. Like, not together, but, like, he broke up with one and then started dating the other one a couple years later.
So, for me, the thing that I think about this particular situation and the one you just talked about is the sisters. That's your sister, your family.
See, I got.
Why would you do that to your sister?
I got two brothers, and we're all in. And I got a sister too, but two brothers, 4 kids in 5 years. So we're all very close in age. So sometimes there would be girls that would be after just one of the brothers.
Oh,
they didn't care which brother it was.
And that's another thing with like small town dating, if you may. A lot of that happens there too. Like me and my brother have slid into the same girl's DMs.
Wait, did you know?
No, not we didn't know at all. But you know, if she's a pretty woman, shooter's gonna shoot. My brothers are some shooters, y'all. We're some
DM ninjas. Small town thing, you're right. Especially like during the school years or right out of school or college, you're kind of in the same circle of friends, mm-hmm. and that kind of thing can happen.
One time, my brother and I slid into the same girl, not knowing. She knew, but we didn't know until way later.
How did you find out that your brother had had sexy time with the same girl you were with?
It came up. I was like, and he was like, oh, you too? And I was like, oh, that's so gross.
God, we're confessing a lot today, dude.
That's not even right.
But it was obviously years apart.
But that's a confession, and that's what we do today. That was good.
That's all we do today. One confession. Honestly, that's the first time Automatic has ever told me that story. And you're my husband.
Oh, it was a long time away from each other. It was like, there was like a 3-year gap.
Stop saying gap. Let's go.
I don't even hear that right now. What's your confession? Remember, you get one call, 1 minute, no judgment, and you will remain anonymous. 833-DANA-SHOW. Tap in on the phone lines. Get your confession in. We'll come back with your calls next. It's the Dana Cortez Show, One Confession.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One confession is when you call phone lines, we put you on a radio, you remain anonymous if you so choose. I mean, if you want to, you get that one call, 1 minute, no judgment. And it's time for that right now inside the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Hi, who's this on line 4?
Mikey Mike from the West Side.
What's up, man? Mikey Mike, what you up to, man?
Everything's good. Everything's good. Still going strong on my soberness, you guys. And,
yes. Good job, man.
It's a struggle, dude. It's a big time struggle.
I can only imagine. I know addiction's tough, bro. So,
but I do it for my fiance and my son the most, man, because I see the smile on him every day that we get to spend every minute, every second together. And I get the love every day from a lot of people that I didn't think that would give me the love that I get now.
I think that it's important you shared that it's difficult and that, you know, because anybody who is struggling with addiction, whether you are thinking about getting clean or you are in the midst of it or you're 20 years in, It is difficult every single day, no matter what you're addicted to.
I honestly, mine wasn't hard drugs, but I still had an addiction. I still was spending my money on stupid shit. But I honestly did experience it last year being homeless, and man, that shit ain't the business at all. I mean, I missed out a lot. I missed out a year on my son's life, and I'm here to make it up back with him.
There we go.
It's never too late to start today. It's never too late to begin a new life.
And I want to tell you thank you for opening my eyes, too, to pointing out the fact that, you know, not all addictions are drug-based. A lot of times, that's we assume what it is, but if it's something that gets you in the red, you know what I'm saying, of your whole life,
it
that's
could
an addiction.
It could be gambling.
It could be anything,
it
man.
It could be alcohol.
So
it could be
I
drugs.
I appreciate that, man.
If it takes money from your family, it's an addiction, bro. That's how I see it.
That's right. That's right.
Yo,
I
you're
going
to make some men mad, bro. You're giving them too much truth, though.
I'm just glad that you're being open about it. And we're always here to, you know, for you to talk to. In my family, we had several people who were addicts, and it was very difficult on the entire family. It just wasn't the person. It was each and every one of us, because you love that person. So when they're hurting or they're out on the streets or whatever the case is, the entire family is affected.
You're hurting them as well. And I as well came from a family that my mom, my dad, my uncles, my grandfather is to this day still drinks a lot. And it hurts to see my grandfather always taking time away from my grandmother to go and spend time at the bar. And I would love to tell you guys, Dana and Automatic, thank you guys for the 100 support you guys give me, dude. It means 100 a lot, 100 to me, man, big time.
We love you, man. Seriously, like we always say, this is a family that we're building here, okay? And you're part of our family.
And just stay strong,
we'll
like I said.
Be here for you, and I
know
it's
hard. One day at a time.
If you need to pick up the phone and call, you call us anytime. Anytime, we're here for you.
I ain't going to lie. That's why I call you guys that day, because I just feel like there's sometimes I can't talk to people. I mean, I have my fiance, but it just feels like days that it goes in one ear and out the other with her. And you guys are honestly a big help with helping me get stuff out, honestly.
I really want to thank Mike for calling in. There's a lot of people listening whose family or maybe you yourself are going through addiction. And this is a lifelong process. It's hard to talk about my own family and those instances, especially because the man who raised me, my uncle, was an alcoholic. And this was very hard on my family. And he even passed away in the way my grandmother feared the most. He was alone. He was intoxicated. And he lit a cigarette. And he died from the smoke inhalation and the chemicals. And then his entire body was burned. And that is something that, to this day, I have a very difficult time dealing with, and I rarely speak about. But for this man to call in and openly talk about addiction and how difficult it is, it means a lot to me, because I know he's helping someone who's listening right now. And a fact of the matter is, no family's perfect, right? People just hide these things, and there's no reason to be ashamed or hide. It's okay for you to talk about it. It's all right. And that's why one confession, it could be anything you want to talk about. Anything. The phone lines are always open to you. 833 Dana Show. We'll be right back with more of the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ooh, you pull up to the restaurant just extra hungry. Right before you order the food, they say, I'm going to need you to step on the scale. What the? Whoa, hold up. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
This WTF story is heavy. Hey.
Nice.
All right, so a Chinese restaurant is facing a slew of backlash after enacting an interesting new policy at their establishment. Customers, you gotta weigh yourself before you order.
That's intrusive as hell. They need to scale back a little bit.
All right, so this is actually happening in China. It's called the Clean Plate Campaign. Hey. And the objective is to make sure food doesn't go to waste. But it didn't go over too well with their customers.
No, hell no.
Especially the women, I'm promising you that. Don't ask me to step on a scale.
Bro. Can you imagine like being like, oh, I want this plate? And they're like, nah, but homie, that's way too much food for you. You're already too fat.
That is so terrible. Okay, hold on, though, because the Clean Plate campaign was supposedly misinterpreted by this restaurant. After they were attacked via social media, they were forced to apologize. Here's what the restaurant said. They say, we're deeply sorry for our interpretation of the campaign. We didn't want to waste food. And the policy is not mandatory. You don't have to step on the scale, you big fat
I think we should put a scale outside of the studio every day.
Whoa, dude, chill out, dude. That's very un-American of you. All right, don't do that, dog.
You first, automatic. You first. WTF story. That's going to do it for today's Catch It at This Time every Monday through Friday, only here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's a Dana Cortez Show. What guys think? What is your name? And what's your question for men?
This is Michelle. I have a very interesting question that I'm actually currently going through. So I'm very interested in knowing a man's version of what the heck this man is thinking.
Well, that's what this show is all about. It's about us women asking men any question. Men, you promised to answer honestly. So go ahead, ask away.
Okay, so when we first met, we were cool, we were tight, we were close. I mean, close. He was coming over every day. And we both weren't looking for something, but we ended up with each other. And before you knew it, he was moved in and we were close. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like, you know, I can't do this. I don't want to answer. I don't want to have to answer to somebody. But I did everything for that man. Everything. What the hell happened?
Did you press him to move in with you? Was it your idea?
No, it was mutual. It was mutual. He was always there anyway.
Did he have a relationship, a long-term relationship before you?
No, I don't think he ever really had a relationship that lasted more than 3 or 4 years. And it was with him in and out of incarceration. So, I mean, of course, it's not fully 100%. You know what I mean? Being incarcerated, you have no choice but to be faithful unless, you know, you're interested.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
There's a lot that goes on and when you're incarcerated that people don't talk about.
Michelle used to go visit my dad, too.
Well, and there's a Michelle in the prison with him, too. He used to be Michael.
Even now, he's like, we'll still hang out. He wants to, we can still be friends and everything else and still calls me babe. Everything. But no name, no title.
So here comes the most important question. Do you still treat him the same? And is there still sexy time involved in your relationship? We'll get her answer when we return. It's What Guys Think here on the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies, this is possibly the most important day of the week for us. And men, we need you more than ever because you are answering our questions honestly. It's What Guys Think here on the Dana Cortez Show with me, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A. So if you just turn the radio on, this is today's question for you men.
So when we first met, we were cool, we were tight, we were close. He was coming over every day. And we both weren't looking for something, but we ended up with each other. And before you knew it, he was moved in and we were close. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like, you know, I can't do this. I don't want to answer. I don't want to have to answer to somebody. But I did everything for that man. Everything. What the hell happened?
So earlier, you know, I asked her, and I feel like this is a very defining moment in getting to the bottom of this so that men, you, DJ Automatic, Anthony A., and everybody listening can answer honestly, are you still treating him the same? And are you still having sexy time with this man?
Yes.
So he's got a fear of commitment. He was locked up for a long time. He doesn't want to be locked up with you. He wants to keep his options open. That's what I think. Obviously has a fear of like being with just one person, and he's not going to change, I don't think.
Also, a lot of men, when it happens fast like that, next thing you know, you are answering to a woman and it's a lot to handle. So he might have just realized that, okay, this all escalated more than I thought and want to fall back. But I think what you're doing right now by still sleeping with him, by still letting him call you baby and not give you the title, you're playing yourself at this point.
That's exactly what I was going to say. The thing is that you want something deeper and he's unwilling to give it to you. And why should he?
He might not be capable of it.
And why should he?
Yeah.
Even if he's ready to move forward and change because she's completely conforming to his needs, she's not meeting her needs.
Yep.
And nobody wins in that situation.
I'm a great woman. I've got a career. I've got my own home. I've got everything on my own. I'm 36-year-old woman. I've got no children. I've got everything. I've got a head on my shoulders. I don't understand.
I get it. You're hurting.
You know, and I'm not going to lie. I'm an amazing, beautiful woman. I have got personality for days.
Something to remember, too, is that you were fine before you met him. You're going to be fine after him.
Oh, yeah.
Facts,
oh,
okay?
And sometimes amazing, beautiful, successful women
are intimidating.
I've been told that.
But also, all the things you're saying, you sound confident, but there's something inside you that's not. you know, because you're settling. You're letting someone treat you badly. You know, your mind is telling you this isn't right. But for some reason, something in you is making you hold on to this person that obviously doesn't want the relationship.
Yeah.
It's difficult for men to accept a strong woman. Some
I mean,
men.
Look what I have to put up with Dana.
Shut your mouth.
I really love her. I love her.
I love Dana too, but she's a very strong woman and she's very opinionated.
Only strong men support strong women. Only strong men support strong women, and he may not be strong enough for that.
I told him that. I said, you're not strong enough for me.
Now you have to be strong enough to cut it off and get what you want. You can't be conforming to his needs without achieving your own.
Can I ask you to say, I hate love when it comes to this?
All right, so ladies, do you have a question for the guys? They promise they're going to answer 100% honestly. Tap in on the phone lines now, 833-DANA-SHOW. And of course, guys, let's talk about this on social media. We need your honest answers. So we're taking this one to Dana Cortez Show on Facebook, Instagram, at Dana Cortez. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Can you imagine having just an enormous savings? In case of a rainy day, you have a lot of cash stashed in your casa house, and then you wake up and you realize your dog ate your money. The dog ate all your money. What the f***? Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
I'd have a dead dog. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Automatic. Don't say that.
Well, if you ate all my money, some... Oh, come
you
on.
You can't put a price on... Oh, I guess you can on this case, right?
Price on your pet? How much do you love your dog? Well, one woman might be reconsidering how much she loves her miniature poodle after it scarfed down her entire life savings.
Oh, my God.
Jocelyn Holm, she's well aware that her dog likes to chew on everything, but she really never expected that the dog would eat cash. Cold hard cash.
The dog's not the brightest, but that's one dumb owner. Like, why are you gonna leave your savings around where your dog can eat it?
Like, because who would think that their dog's gonna eat your money?
Eats everything.
Dude, I'd love
money though? It's like blaming your dog eating your homework. Well, this would be the dog that ate your homework, right? The dog ate my savings. Okay, how much was it? $131.
Oh, I thought this was like a lot of money.
That's a lot of money for
That is a lot of money, but my dog would live for $131. What happened to the dog? Did she ever get like the money back?
Okay, so
on the back end?
Hold on, no, I know what you're insinuating. Actually, the dog projectile vomited all of the cash out in her kitchen the next day, but it was so damaged that they couldn't even make out serial numbers, so the bank would not take the money.
Yeah, they said it was insignificant money.
That's your WTF story for today. Here on the Dana Cortez Show.
That was a crappy joke.
We'll be right back with more Less Than Five from now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Ladies, and honestly, you guys too, I want you to imagine you are asleep in your bed. You're so comfortable and your alarm goes off and you realize this isn't an accident. Someone is inside your home. This just happened to WWE wrestler Sonya Deville in Florida. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. We are calling this I Survived. It's Girl Talk. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So I want you to picture this. She is asleep in her bed. She actually has a guest in her home, and she hears the alarm go off in her house. This isn't a false alarm. This is really happening. There's somebody inside my house right now. So her and her friend, they manage to get outside the home, get into her car, call 911, and take off. When authorities arrived at Sonia's house, this man, his name is Philip A. Thomas, was still inside the home. He was still inside her residence. And officers found him carrying a knife, plastic zip ties, duct tape, and mace.
Yo, that's scary, scary.
Well, it's so scary because they found out through his social media he'd been plotting this for over 8 months. He'd been stalking her for that long. He has been charged with 3 felonies, which include attempted armed kidnapping, armed burglary, and aggravated stalking. But it made me think about not only just women, men and women, and the chance that people in your home.
That's scary.
How easy it is for someone to come in and you're dead asleep. I don't care if you're a man or a woman.
That's going to scare the hell out of you.
I'm glad to hear that they got away, though. Do you guys remember when we had to do that training at the old station we were at? And they said if we ever had an intruder or someone come into the station. And it always stuck with me where the information was to run, hide, and last resort is to fight.
That's so the last resort, because you always want to think, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to do this.
And I just support them. Like, I'm glad to hear that they got away, her and the friend she was with. That's scary. I couldn't imagine.
The only way you stand your ground is if you have a firearm. Mm. Other than that, and to be honest, even in that instance, is very tricky. I remember when Bun B, he's a legendary Houston rapper, someone came into his house, and it was just he and his wife, and he had a gun, and he shot the man. Mm. The man lived, but he's like, I didn't have a choice. His man was coming at me. He had to shoot him. I mean, we come back, I can tell you a story about a friend of mine that had an intruder in her home. And I think also we should share tips on how you can make your home a safe space. And honestly, what happened to her is one of these tips. I believe that's why she was kept safe. So we'll continue the stories of I Survived. When we come back, it's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Girl talk here on the Dana Cortez Show. We just shared a story about WWE star Sonya Deville. In Florida, her home was invaded by a man named Philip A. Thomas while she was asleep. She survived. Thank goodness. She got out of the house. She managed to call 911. The man has been arrested and charged with 3 felonies. And we're continuing the story of how many people have gone through this kind of situation and survived. I know that Jaycee Dugard, this was a really big story. She was actually kidnapped in 1991 when she was only 11 years old by a man named Philip Garrido and his wife, Nancy Garrido. She wasn't found till 2009.
Whoa.
And she'd had 2 children.
Damn.
Do you remember this man named Ariel Castro?
That was the guy that had all the 3 women, right?
Michelle Knight, I believe she was 19 at the time of her kidnapping. And he also kidnapped Amanda Berry, who was a child at the time. She was only 16. And also Gina De Jesus, who was his daughter's friend. She was only 14 years old. The women were all held captive from 2002 to 2013. Here's Michelle Knight describing their captivity.
We were locked up in a room. We wasn't allowed to walk around the house. And if we did walk around a house, he was there. And he made sure we didn't do anything.
The reason I mention those 2 incidents is because Philip A. Thomas, the man who broke into Sonya Deville's home, the WWE superstar, he was found with a knife, plastic zip ties, and duct tape and mace. So he was planning on taking her from that house to his own home and holding her hostage. I always have this fear that someone's going to come into our home. And Automatic used to travel every single weekend before, you know, now, obviously what we're going through. And I used to always make sure that the doors were locked. My phone was near me. These are just some of the things you can do. We do have 2 guns in our home.
That I keep right next to the bed.
Yeah, I want to feel safe.
But everyone has that feeling where you think you hear something behind a door, or you think hear something down the hall, and everybody's worst fear is actually somebody being there. Well, so that's so frightful.
One of my best girlfriends, she was single, and it was just her and her daughter living at home, and she had the sweetest dog, a girl pit bull. And I remember she called me in a panic because she had gotten home from work, and there was just blood all over her house, all over the windows, where whoever had broken into her home was trying to get out because her pit bull, that sweet little girl, got a hold of him, and the man was trying to get out through windows or any way. And she was so scared. And the dog was just sitting there looking at her like, where you been all day? What's going on? Let me tell you about my day. Had the dog not been in there, how do we not know that that man could have been waiting for her?
No, you're right.
When she came home, her and her daughter got home alone.
And this is one of the friends who you said used one of the techniques, right?
The dog.
Yeah, okay, the dog. So that's one of the...
So here's one of the ways. Some people might say, I don't have money to pay a security system monthly. Get yourself a dog.
A big dog.
Yes. If you are a single woman or man, get yourself a dog that's going to make noise and protect you. Even little chihuahuas, you know damn well when someone comes around the neighborhood.
At least they notify you something's going on.
They notify you. Something else you can do, and I just talked about the home security systems. Nowadays, you have Ring and other types of alarm systems like that. There is a one-time spendy, amount you're going to have to pay, a little over $100, but then you just monitor it on your phone. It could be anywhere from $5 to $15 a month, and I think if you give up some big bucks coffee, you can probably afford that. So that you can see what's going on in your neighborhood. And then finally, this is completely free. It's called the Nextdoor app. It's the most popular neighborhood watch app in the country. My daughter actually told me about this. Remember when our dogs ran away automatic?
Yep.
People that lose dogs or any kind of criminal activity, these are your neighbors. They're watching the neighborhood. And that's sometimes the best way. Recently, there was somebody that broke into a car. She didn't have a Ring alarm, but her neighbor did.
Yeah.
They took that footage, turned it in, and they caught the guy. So just be safe. I mean, I know sometimes it can be scary in your house. You can protect yourself.
I also like the idea of having Ring, because if you have a stalker and somebody's coming by your house, it notifies you when there's somebody at your door or somebody around your house.
Isn't that just the thing you use when you were like trolling the UPS guys?
Oh, yeah. That was a whole other story.
I was like, when you're sitting on a toilet,
I used to
sit on that Ring app. But anyway.
There's a lot of funny stories on Ring, too.
All right. We'll list these ways so that you can protect your home and your family via our social media. Follow us now. Facebook, Dana Cortez Show. Same handle on Instagram. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Oh, one of my best girlfriends is newly single, and she's having a very difficult time because, as she says, I was so codependent, Dana. I did everything with him. I don't know what to do. SOS, sick of single, here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a person who she could do.
No. No. Absolutely not.
I think I know who she's talking about, and
she's not that bored yet.
Wow. I kid.
Wow. Anyway, you know, even us automatic as a couple, there are times we need some separation, but we're codependent. You have to admit it. Even we are in different cities when you're traveling or whatever, you call me because you love me. And Anthony, I do recall in your last relationship.
Don't you love how she just makes it all up in her head and tells me what I think?
I'm making it up in my head.
Do you think you're codependent, doggy?
I'm not codependent, no.
That's the first sign of your codependency.
I love to be around my wife. For those that don't know, Dana and I are married, but I have no problem going to do things on my own, which I do almost every single day.
Going to the garage to smoke does not count as something to do,
Dana,
on your own.
I go on little missions every single day by myself. Well, I go to different cities by myself.
Hold those thoughts then, because that's what we're going to do. We come back. I want to get back to Anthony A. I remember your last serious relationship. You were kind of in a funk for years. Well,
yeah, it does happen. It does. Yeah, dude. Even the breakup phase was really rough, because I feel this is what this was your friends going to. Like, I remember one time calling my ex and being like, remember how you told me to take the water bottles out of my car? Well, they're still in here. So, like, every little bit's going to remind you of the relationship.
You're
and
right.
I get it. But there's a lot of benefits and a lot of things you could do now alone that I love to do. And once you get it where I'm at when being single, you're going to love going to Chipotle by yourself.
And honestly, I'm just clowning on automatic. We both do things by ourselves. So why don't we all write down our favorite thing to do when we're alone or as single people, if you happen to be single, and then share it with folks listening. You can call in too. 833-DANA-SHOW. Let's help these single people have something fun to do when they're alone. We'll share our thoughts when we come back. It's the Dana Cortez Show.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my best girlfriends is newly single. She called me up. She was like, I have to admit it, I was codependent, and I don't know how to go along with my life alone. What can I do? SOS, sick of single, here on the Dana Cortez Show. We're going to teach you what to do. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so we all talked about spending time alone. Even as a couple, Automatic and I need alone time. You need that. But I feel like since you're this single person, Anthony A., you might have some really good advice for her. And you've been through this, right? Where you're with somebody every single day, and then all of a sudden you're not. And that codependency hits, man,
right?
It's hard.
And you don't realize when you're in a relationship how much, like, in-between time you spend with that person. Like, little gestures. I remember one time my ex used to give me, like, my favorite hand sanitizer. And then I went months without having any hand sanitizer. Next thing I know, I'm like, I miss my hand sanitizer. So, like, dumb stuff like that. You just got to get over that little hurdle of, like, that six-month phase. You turn the corner. Next thing you know, you love going to Chipotle. As a matter of fact, you'd like to take yourself out to eat. As a matter of fact, that's my first tip to that girl, Dana.
Wow.
Take yourself out to go eat. And if you want to have that little, I don't know where I want to eat argument with yourself, feel free to do it. I do it all the time. I just drive around until I find a destination.
Because you don't have to worry about anybody telling you, where do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? These are some of our biggest fights, Automatic.
I was going to say, your life is sounding so good right now. now.
Oh, your life's going to sound real rough here in a little bit if you keep that up. All right, what else? What other advice do you have?
You're tired of, you know, you miss talking to the person? Learn a new language. Learn a new language. There's new language apps, Duolingo and Babbel. They're free apps you could download, talk it up, gain some knowledge.
Opens your options.
Oh, hey. Maybe find you a sexy...
My brother, learning Spanish. Yeah.
For real?
Yep.
Nice.
He sees how happy Automatic is. He wants to marry him a little Latina.
And the last one I had, if you're feeling petty, hit on your ex's friends.
No!
Not really. I guess, you know, if you want... I said, if you want to feel petty. If not, then, you know, live your life.
Don't be a hooker like Anthony A. All right, so we're going to post all of these tips via our social media. Please follow us, Dana Cortez Show, on Instagram and Facebook.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Dear Dana, my wife's going back to the office, and I don't like her new work husband. Oof. How do I tell her about it? Let's get this out right now. Let's welcome the two dudes.
One studio.
Oh. As a man who's had a few different girlfriends, none of them successful relationships, I will tell you, there's very few things I hate more than having to deal with the work husband.
Oh, man. Hate.
Dog. That is a stressful situation because you know his only motivation is to get into her pants eventually.
Oh, you have eventually. Is the eventually part that bothers me, and it bothers every man because we all know the other man's intentions.
Yes, he's playing the long game.
Also, you know what has happened to me before, dog? One of the ex-girls, she worked with this older married dude, and I could tell that he was just exhausted in his relationship, and all the flirting went to my girl.
Oh.
And that was a weird thing because he would constantly hide behind, oh, well, I don't want her. I have a wife. Oh, he has a wife. It's not like that. It's not like this.
Yeah, but given the chance, he would want her.
Exactly, dog. All right. And so earlier today, the lady, homie, wrote in and asked Dana that exact question. How do I approach my wife because I don't feel comfortable with her new work husband situation? Which is an understandable thing for any man because, as Automatic pointed out, his once work wife became his
real wife.
Oh, man. Hate.
So, homies, what we're going to do right now inside Two Dudes, One Studio is give you 3 gems on how to handle your wife's or girlfriend's new work husband respectably.
Hey!
Okay.
You can't be up in there acting street, acting old you.
No.
I don't want to see the old Automatic.
You don't want to get
her
fired. No.
Not at all. Number one, you need to meet him on the first opportunity.
What?
The first time you get to shake his hand, you got to, or maybe, you know, COVID rules, can't really shake his hand. But the first chance you get, you got to meet him. And you got to pay attention to how that dialogue is in front of there, okay?
You got to look him right in the eyes.
Exactly. Number two, this is very important for you ladies out there, all right? Or maybe you have a work wife yourself, homie.
Let's go.
Leave home at home and leave work at work.
I don't want to hear about your work husband.
Exactly, dog. And I don't want your work husband calling you at 11:30 on a Friday night.
No.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. And also, don't be telling him all the stuff that's going on between our relationship because he don't really care.
That's his little weasel techniques to try to get in those pants.
Thank you, Automatic. And for this third and final one, it's coming straight from myself, not the internet. So we're going to need a cue, the two homies, Homets, Sounder Effect. Here's my final gem straight from me. Send Just Because flowers to the office.
Oh.
Dude, Just Because flowers, because you just got to let the homie know who she comes home to every single night. And also let them both know that you know where the address is to the office.
So how big of Just Because flowers are you sending? Are you sending like the $25 package?
$50 package? It has to be the premium package on a random Tuesday.
You have to flex on this mofo.
Don't let your girl get Jim Halpert out there, okay? Dana Cortez Show returns tomorrow.
Stop with the slander on Jim.
Let's go.
He's the biggest dirty Mac of them all and the worst work husband you ever want to see.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
A wise man once said, I'm overworked and underpaid. But who is the most underrated actor, athlete, and music act of all time? Let's debate that right now. Let's welcome you to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
The recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, where myself, Anthony A, a.k.a. Scum Duncan, and my Scum Padre, sir, DJ Automatic, asked Dana Cortez to politely leave the room, and we bro down for a bit, or we recap what may have happened during the show. But today, we are going to go fresh off our overrated draft picks, which happened last week. We took a little note from Barstool, and we did a draft board. We had a mock draft where we picked one overrated athlete, one overrated actor, one overrated food, one overrated restaurant, and one overrated music act. Automatic set our timelines on fire when he put Bone Thugs as overrated.
People are still mad at me. People literally started a petition to get me fired.
I still don't understand how you think Bone Thugs are overrated, right?
Hey, it's just my opinion.
But the thing I didn't like
I'm standing next to my opinion, though.
Here's the thing I loved about the overrated draft is the amount of interaction it gave to everybody. It was a good talking point across all social media platforms. On air, it was fun. But it kind of made me feel like we were a room of haters.
True.
So I don't like to be a hater. Not at all. Not one bit. So what we're going to do is we're going to have our first ever Two Dudes, One Studio underrated draft.
There we go. I'm excited about this.
So we're going to pick one athlete, one actor, one food, one restaurant, and one music act we believe is underrated. First up to the plate, Sir DJ Automatic with his underrated athlete.
Dame Lillard.
Oh, dollar time. Hello.
As anybody has seen in the past few weeks, this man is a living legend, and he might take out the Lakers on his own.
Woo-hoo, I like that. All right, number two.
Underrated actor, Donald Glover.
Donald, nice, dude. Well done. Atlanta's great. Atlanta. And you know what about this underrated draft? Compliments only. All right, I like that. Automatic, go ahead.
All right, my underrated food, lengua.
Oh.
That is cow tongue.
Okay,
it is delicioso.
People always ask me, what are you, Chicano or Hispanic? And then sometimes I have to tell them, my white friend has to tell me what Spanish words mean.
Well, if you've never had lengua tacos, go get you one.
Go get some.
Yeah, restaurant. I promise you it's amazing.
Restaurant Automatic.
Okay, the restaurant, let me tell you, after saying lengua, you're going to be like, he knows a lot about Mexican food, but here it comes. Chipotle.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Taco Bell.
No, Taco Bell as well. But Chipotle, because if you know to get the little bowl, the little salad bowl with chicken, delicious.
Nice. Okay, and your underrated music act from Sir DJ Automatic.
See, watch what I do here. Childish Gambino.
Ah, dude, what?
Donald Glover's just underrated, period.
I'm surprised you didn't put him as your favorite food group. I'm going to leave with the one, the only, the best hands to ever grace a football field. Larry Fitzgerald is the most underrated football player receiver we've ever had in the history of the league.
I'm not going
to
argue
Put him right next to Jerry Rice. I don't care. Larry Fitzgerald has more career tackles than he does drops. You throw it anywhere into the Southwest region, Larry Fitzgerald will grab that, okay? Number two, the most underrated actor of our, at least my generation, Shia LaBeouf. All right? I feel like people just think he's even
Stevens. Didn't his movie just flop?
And we're not, listen, you can't do it, okay? You can't do it all by himself, all right, dude? I told you.
No,
compliments only, dude. Compliments only.
I mean, when you pulled that one out, come on.
Oh, come on, dude. Shia LaBeouf is a thespian, all right?
Do it.
Number three, most underrated food, asparagus. I love asparagus. I love it when it's like, you know.
Makes your pee stink, but yeah, it's
that's
good.
Again, dude, no insults.
I'm just
no,
a hater.
Compliments only, dude. Number four, the most underrated restaurant, Little Caesars. Shout out to Hot and Ready Pizzas.
I'm never going to argue that. Those $5 pizzas kept me fed in college.
The official taste of in-between paychecks. And the most underrated music act, the Taylor Gang God himself, Wiz Khalifa. Nobody ever puts
him. No, you're right. He doesn't ever get any top fives or top tens.
Especially from the hip-hop community. I think
and he's got a lot of hits. New mixtape's fire.
Just wait till that Devil's Lettuce goes federally legal. Then y'all will understand the importance and greatness of Wiz Khalifa. Let us know who you think's the most underrated athlete, actor, food, restaurant, or music act at Dana Cortez Show on Instagram.
Woo! Hey guys, I'm Randy Rainbow, and you're listening to the Dana Cortez Show. Podcast. Love it.